Blair Witch Project is a moment in time that those who lived through it will never forget, and there were those who didn't live through it as well, hence the witch portion. And we're not talking about just the persecution of women historically, we're talking about evil in the woods. This is a pagan revenge flick. It's also what started an entire movement, especially in horror films, of handheld camera. Part of what has always been the draw of horror films has been the sort of subconscious, unconscious, dark recesses of the brain, the unseen, for lack of a better word, although unseen is a pretty good word. It doesn't need to be denigrated like that. The things that are not shown on camera, that which Alfred Hitchcock knew well enough to leave alone, such that in Psycho you never actually see the killer and don't realize it's actually the dressed up person playing himself and his mother at the same time in Psycho, Anthony Perkins. So this history comes to play here in the Blair Witch reboot. It's been a while, and we have questions about fundamental diversity, particularly in handheld camera horror, are answered here. We have people of color, we have female protagonists who have always been sort of the predominant protagonists of the horror films, and as such, there is a case to be made for horror films as being the most progressive genre of storytelling, but the alternate invention of that argument is that perhaps there is a backlash component as well, and that depends on your point of view in terms of identification, in terms of audience, questions of who is being identified with, whether it's the killer trying to kill the protagonist for being an empowered female, or whether it's the audience identifying with the protagonist, which is the female who is soon to overcome an awful time in the woods at the hands of generally male killers, or the threatening hands of, and ultimately persevere and usually kill them and come out stronger for the wear. So anyway, this Blair Witch finds itself in this historical backdrop, and here we have a group of young kids which go off into the woods and bad things happen. Mostly it's recycled stuff you've seen before, but it still is fairly fresh. What has always been important about the Blair Witch films has been how little is needed to actually start inciting interest on the part of the audience. There's the concept that you would go into the woods and get lost. Here there's a nice use of a drone. So you see 2016 technology at play, but for the most part it's shot on an old camera, and you see even the dialogue between the people in the film talking about, oh, is that a mini DV? And the character's going, yeah, it was shot on tape. It's a little different than stuff that goes directly to hard drive. So here you see the technology generation sort of meeting itself in the woods for a spell, and join them if you will.